Tamagotchi, 1996. The Tamagotchi artificial life form, harbored in a tiny portable device, was among the first virtual pets to gain worldwide attention for children and adults. Amazingly, when it reached the United States at the FAO Schwartz toy store in 1997, 30,000 units were sold in 3 days. In a year, the AI was selling in more than 80 countries, producing revenues of more than $160 million. It also led to research into the Tamagotchi effect, which describes the emotional attachments people often develop with lifelike but inanimate forms. Parents also often wondered how to best handle the strong emotional upheavals of children when their virtual pets inevitably died. In the Japanese version, a dead pet would be represented by a ghost and headstone, and U.S. versions might show an angel. Japanese toy maker Bandai actually decided to open a virtual cemetery on the internet for deceased pets. Developed by Bandai employee Aki Maita, born 1967, and toy designer Akihiro Yokoi, born 1955, in Japan, the Tamagotchi was first released in 1996. The software was housed in an egg-shaped object with an interface that consisted of just 3 buttons. A creature displayed on a small, low-resolution screen would start as an egg and then develop according to care the player provided. For example, owners would need to feed the pet, which could become sick if not cared for properly. Using infrared communications, 2 owners could link their toys to form friendships. Also, the device would beep to request attention from the owner, and children often took their pets to school because the creatures could die in a few hours if they did not receive care. The ensuing distractions in the classroom caused some schools to ban Tamagotchis. These simple forms of virtual life raised many questions, as children sometimes treated them as if they were actually alive. What is considered a healthy relationship between children and such entities? And how would this evolve in the coming years? Does the Tamagotchi have some form of intelligence, given that it perceives its environments through its infrared sensors and buttons, reacts, and requires socialization when it feels lonely? As advanced virtual pets are developed for the elderly for companionship, are possible risks outweighed by the rewards? See also Living in a Simulation, 1967, Artificial Life, 1986, Aibo Robot, 1999.